Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Creation Lightship healing show, and it's the 21st of March, and we're in the year of 2018. So let's clear this date for you today, and then we'll also clear it from past days of your life. So here we go. Clearing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, it's the 21st. Interesting. Ah, that's a good number. So here we go. Remember, things happen on the 20th, 21st. So releasing more energy, stronger, stronger, and stronger for you. And let's bring up the light beam so you have peace energy in your room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you have a situation happening, we're going to clear that from you. Just think of that situation. Remember, when you think about it, it means that you're in the mind energy, and the mind energy is where you don't want to be, and that brings forth situations because you're not in the present moment. And that's what it's all about. So here we go, releasing that situation from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So what happened today, maybe a few hours ago possibly, this is the day that Jesus no longer is living. He is completely dead. So I'll talk about that. So they attached, with my new body, they attached the energy of Jesus to me of 2,000 years ago. So when I saw that, I saw billions of people coming forth with their problems for trying to get saved by having healings and all this crap going on. And I go, holy cow, I'm now attached to this dead person that died 2,000 years ago, of all this energy coming to me since I'm here now, trying to kill me with all of the energies of people wanting healings, billions of people, energetic cordings attached to me. So we, and I'll go sideways slightly here. You know that when you're connected to the energy pool, and you could be one of those people from the past, your ancestors wanted to have healings, you're now in that soup bowl. And you're also being infected by everybody who wants a healing. So you, I hope you all understand that. So probably about a couple hours ago, I had to go back in full time and bringing that lifetime into this present moment. And I had to extricate, we'll say precisionly dissect, cut myself out of that body of that person as the healer, so that I could be free of all these energetic cordings that were attached to me in this lifetime now. If you just picture, like, you know, like the old days of watching TV stuff, like the Beatles coming to America here, and everybody's, you know, wanting to get autographs and to touch those, the Beatles, et cetera. That's kind of how it looked, but on a magnitude that would be unbelievable. So what I had to do then after I got myself extricated, I took that timeline when Jesus walked the earth, all of those events from his whole life, and destroyed it. So that energy is now dead on timelines. It doesn't even exist here. And then I went through into the Akashic Records and terminated that out of that timeline. So any information about Jesus, if you have pictures in your room with him, that the energy is dead. Nothing is going out of it. And the light of the darkness energy is taken away also. So that doesn't exist any longer. That entity is dead and does not exist here any longer. So hopefully you're feeling much better because your energetic cordings, which, you know, you had your ancestors or even you, whatever, being attached to that energy is no longer anywhere in existence. So Jesus did not live here, did not walk the earth, and the energy is no longer here for you to connect to. All the energy is taken out of all the churches and everything else that is here. I did that probably about maybe 5 years ago or so. I had to take myself out of that, but it kept, you know, kind of coming forward, leaking in. But right now, it doesn't exist anywhere. So Jesus died. J.C., R.I.P. So here we go, everybody. We'll start the show. So we'll turn it over to Michelle. And you should all feel much better because you were connected by the darkness through all these cordings of everybody else wanting healings. because you're connected to that energy pool of, you know, billions of people's requests for healing to be saved. So, Michelle, we'll just pass the show on to you tonight, and we can start whatever you want to do. So, back to you.
Okay, well, thanks, and hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday night healing show. And my goodness, wow, Ron, some amazing information. So,
remember that this the date is the 21st. That's a high-energy date. So we're at 321 today, and that's a very high energy, and it's no longer here. So back to you.
Wow. Okay. I truly hope that everybody who is a regular CLS listener heard that, and if not, we will mention it again on other shows that you might want to listen to the archives, because that is some interesting news. And thank you. And yeah, I'm sure that many of us are connected to that, or were connected to that, and are no longer connected to that, because we all, you know, want our own healings, and we also always want to help our friends out and everything as well, but that's not really an issue anymore. And I find it fascinating, Ron, because recently what's been coming up is this line from a very famous musical that was called Jesus Christ Superstar, in which Jesus, at one point in the musical, gets rather exhausted by so many people coming to him constantly that he, in a fit, in a kind of upset, he says, "Heal yourself." And that's like, that ends the song. It's the musical. And he says, "Heal yourself." Like, you know, there's a lot of information out there, and you people could probably do it yourselves if you, you know, took care of your spirit the way that you were supposed to, and around the way that you teach us. So,
I kind of had this little scenario. Well, when he came back after, you know, he died, and he came back with a light body and then materialized a physical body, people would see him, you know, and come running up to him, and he'd say, "Man, been there, done that. You know, I gave you everything I could do. I died and got tortured for you." And, you know, I can see him looking at the people, giving them the finger and saying, "You know, leave me alone, I'm leaving." So that's what that's a scenario that I had months ago, you know, like, you know, the oneness sign, and, you know, like you said, heal yourself. You know, I did everything I could do for you, and leave me alone, and I'm living my life, you know, in peace. So back to you.
Well, good. I hope, so Ron, is there still a Jesus energy that's on the light ship and is, you know, okay with everything?
Yeah, the energy is there from the original body blueprint is there, and the light beings, I have to actually work with that energy. But, I had to rescue probably a couple thousand light beings out of here that got killed throughout time before that, before Jesus came, so they're all being pulled out of here, or if they haven't been, they will be. So basically, there's no trace of Jesus anywhere here on this planet now, as far as some type of energetic connection, energetic cording. Remember, everything here, like I've always mentioned, is energetic cording. That's how the dark side works. And so you should actually have yourself feeling much, much better, because if you were connected to other people's energies through cording attaching to the Jesus energy, that no longer exists, so you no longer have cords attached to other people's illnesses and sicknesses and everything else going down. So that energy is no longer here. So back to you.
So I'm really glad to hear it for Jesus' sake. Cause, and, you know, just the fact that you mentioned that there were other light beings that you had to release that were finally allowed to get out of here, you know, kind of drives the point home that what I've heard about the history is that the only reason we even really know about Jesus is because Rome decided to give him that name. That was not his actual given name from his parents. That was the name of a savior that Rome gave him, and connected him up with tons of races and tons, and like all these things were just put on him that you know, I'm sure he didn't intend. So, you know, thank you. I'm sure he appreciates it and we appreciate it. So,
it's a dead entity and the contract is no longer in effect. So there's no more contracts with the darkness or anything else. So people who try to connect to that will just have a dead entity. There'd be no energy attached to it whatsoever.
You know, it makes me wonder because I know so many people, especially in the area where I live and the season that we're coming up on, if they'll even know the difference. Because it's all just in their mind anyway. Like if they would even realize that they would.
He's dead. No longer is in existence.
Okay. Well, so if anybody has any observations or anything that they would write in, we are welcome to read your emails. We may or may not get to them on this show, but our email address is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And in light of the fact that we just had a New York conference this past weekend, and this is the Wednesday show, we have a special guest that attended the conference. And we would love to hear any observations that she had. And she has a wonderful way of expounding on the event way more than I do. And we know that there is always a chamber going and there's the 5-minute free healing that many people who are just getting introduced to Creation Lightship get to do. But her name is Susan. So Susan, I'd like to welcome you. And if there is anything that you would like to talk about or give us your observations or anything that happened this weekend, well, we'd just love to hear what you have to say.
Well, hi, Michelle. Yes, great. Hello, everyone. Yeah, I'm happy to give you my feedback of the New York Life Expo in the Big Apple or the New York City this past weekend. Let's see, I was there all 3 days. I was a frequent flyer in the light chamber. And I have to say, first of all, that the light chamber really knocked my socks off. Definitely different than the other years that I had experienced it. And let's see, I was most impressed by an older gentleman that Ron had given a personal healing to. And then he went into the light chamber, and I was in there. When he left the chamber, he was glowing. He was smiling so big. And his mom was so big that it made him look like a young kid, which was very infectious. So I was happy to see that. And what else? Let's see. I enjoyed spending time with the other CLS listeners. I got a chance to talk with a real polar bear swimmer, someone who swims in the cold water. I don't know how they do that, but this gentleman, he is a listener. He does the mind to heart drop, and he also told me that there's no greater feeling than being one with your spirit in nature. So that was cool. Let's see, and I went to all of Ron's workshops. I took in the UFO panel. I was very curious about that. So I'll report on that. And just because I thought that was very interesting. Now, to tell you the truth, I went to this panel half expecting to see a fight because, as you know, the UFOlogy community has a bit of a different take on the Utes, you know, or universal travelers or aliens, I guess the ETs. They have some benevolent feeling about the whole topic. Let me just explain. So the moderator, Alan Steinfeld, you may have heard of him. He is he has several outlets where he speaks. He has New Realities website. He has New Realities TV show and radio show. And he was the moderator for this particular panel. And his point of view is that, quote now, there's a positive aspect to this phenomenon that will usher in a renaissance, end quote. So that's his point of view. The panel consisted of, well, I'll just tell you, I have a list here from the brochure, Gene Stein, Peter Robbins, Robert Morningstar, Ron Amatron, Dr. Rosenbaum, and Mark Brinkerhoff. And so right off the bat, Alan expressed how he may not agree with everything Ron says. So I just thought, oh, my goodness, here we go. Anyway, Ron went first, and he says, you know, he set the tone by talking about, you know, how and why he began dealing with aliens. It was very interesting because it began as he was doing his healing work years ago, and it sort of evolved over time. And he's had many battles he's been part of, and he talked about the government involvement, super soldiers, and the gift of mind energy that the youths gave us to sever our connection to our spirit and source. And that source energy is peace. And Alan, to my surprise, said, I happen to agree with you. And so that was interesting. And he allowed Ron to release the trapped aliens. And Ron explained to the group, which is a very large group, I thought. He explained why this was important. He talked about the galactic hierarchy. I believe that there is a hierarchy that keeps some of these aliens suppressed or hidden. I guess they're afraid to leave. Is that right, Michelle? Okay, so...
Yeah,
that's right. Okay, so supporting the idea of the alien interference of our free will and free choice was the panelist, Dr. Rosenbaum, and also this gentleman called Robert Morningstar. Dr. Rosenbaum, he's a real historian, and he reports on the metaphysics, the spirituality, and ufology, and he can go back all the way to ancient civilizations. He's quite interesting, and he's an intuitive as well. His talk was interesting. He talked about the level and expansion of consciousness of people throughout the world. You know, he likes to talk about factors that are not commonly known to the ufology community. And he talked about the significant involvement with UFO in the Pentecostal churches. And this has been happening for many, many decades, and openly before the 1950s. So that's relatively, you know, early, or not, you know, 1930s, 1950s. So all over the world, in these Pentecostal groups, these church groups, in like in Africa and Latin America. And one of the interesting points he told us was that some of the ministers, they were reporting that some of the men and women that go to that were going to the service, they would wear like a covering over their head, and this also has to do with their chakras being open or closed, you know. But basically, they were able to see extra-dimensional entities or interdimensional beings standing behind the people in the congregation at times. And Nathan went on to talk about other groups that talk about the UFO involvement. And he said there are many, you know, such as the Islamic group in different parts of the world, the teachers of the Sunni and the Shi'i. They all talk about UFOs openly. And he mentioned that the Saudi government in recent years has sponsored conferences on some of these spiritual or interdimensional aspects, you know, like extraterrestrial travel and bases. And further, he went on to tell us about the Sufi groups that are also very involved now. And these are things that which are not widely known to the general ufology community, he wanted to share. And I just thought that was interesting in light of, you know, what Ron talks about in terms of the courting by aliens and churches, you know, for many years. So it's just another, you know, source of this information. The other gentleman that I wanted to speak about was this editor. His name is Robert Morningstar. He's editor of two UFO periodicals. And he talked about the writings of John Lash, who talks about the youths and the aliens that are not benevolent, but are predatory, like leeches. And he feels that, you know, that over the centuries, the youths have been the founders of our worldview. And Robert believes that all religions in the world are ET established. So that's another, I guess, reinforcement there of when you pray outside yourself, you become prey. I guess that's the way that Mom would say it. Okay, so in conclusion, Alan had asked the panel a couple different things. One of them, which I thought was quite interesting, was what does this UFO subject mean? And one of the panelists just, he couldn't really answer that. He had to admit that at his level of consciousness, he didn't know what it means, and that he felt that he was just doing his part as a responsible citizen to include the subject as something that we must consider as real. So it was interesting to see that, I guess it's an issue, it's a problem, it's a block. And that was prevalent in a couple of the other speakers as well, but not all of them. And let's see, so Alan concluded by asking the panel what positive thing can come from the aliens and the youth's presence here on our planet. And Ron explained that the most positive thing to date was what happened on March 4th of this year. And he explained to the audience that that was the day that he had discovered the Galactic Trading Platform, a type of Wall Street where the youths ran a racket to abduct us and trade our energy every 10 minutes to other aliens. Now, this platform has been taken out, and it's no longer living, so we are no longer living on a prison planet. And so that, with that, Ron explained that that comes, with that comes comes responsibility. So perhaps Ron can expand on that responsibility that we have now to the rest of the listeners. So anyway, that's my review. The panel was interesting, and I have the recording, so if anyone would like the recording, please request it, and I'm happy to share. Okay, so back to you, Michelle.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. That was great. Great rundown. Yeah, that's wonderful. So it's almost as if for years Ron was trying to say, hey, you know, if they would have been here to help us, they would have helped us by now because they've been here for a long time. And finally, other panelists are going, yeah, maybe this guy's right. So that's really actually wonderful to hear. So, Ron, yeah, do you have anything to say about that? Yeah, what were you going to say, Susan?
Well, yeah, it was very refreshing, and it's a good sign, I believe, to see that, you know, these prominent people in the community out there in the world are speaking up about this. So I have to agree with you that that was a really cool thing, and hopefully we'll see more people catch on. Yeah. So it was nice talking with you, Michelle. That was great.
Yeah. Well, hang on just in case we have any more for you. But, Ron, did you have anything to say about that and anything to add?
No, Susan did a good job at that. That's great. Yeah, and people are responsible now for their own energy system. So that's what we're talking about more recently here since the 4th of March, that you have to now connect to your spirit to get the energy to come into you, because before you were being spoon-fed every 10 minutes. And we talked about this on previous shows. So by now, this is probably you're probably overcoming and understanding how to do that. Otherwise, you probably could be tired. You might have events in your life that you're doing, and often you get tired or sleepy. You have to have your body rest for maybe half an hour to an hour during the day, not knowing why. And then you're fully charged and you take off. So you need to fill up your reserve energies and stockpile, let's say, your life force energy, so you're not using your core energy. So that's the whole basic thing, is keep charging up. And we talked about that on the other shows, too. So I'll just turn it back over, I guess, to maybe you and Susan again. Maybe she can talk about more of the experiences that we've had at the booth and things. So back to you guys.
Okay. Yeah, Susan, do you remember anything from this weekend that you noticed that was maybe different or something interesting to talk about at the booth?
Yes, I have to share my observation of more people coming to the booth and actually almost getting in line to do the healings, the free healing. I think it's like five minutes. It's just every time I looked over to the panel there with the monitors, it always seemed like it was very busy. And, you know, once people started, you know, listening and smiling and being happy, you'd almost seem to draw another person. And then we'd have to push up, you know, like get a chair, an extra chair, and, you know, see if we could accommodate someone else. So that was really nice to see, you know, the booth there, the area, sort of at a buzz, you know. I think it was really, there was that buzz because also Ron was doing personal healing or, you know, yeah, healings. And people were intrigued, so they would spend time with him and ask him what types of healings he did. And, you know, Ron was very, you know, gracious, of course, to, you know, tell them and spend time with them and seemed to be pretty busy, although I did spend myself a lot of time in the chamber. So my experience was varied. In the chamber, there were times when I was communicating a lot with the light beings, you know, about my different issues. Then there was other times when I'd just fall asleep. Which was great. At times I really needed to rest, so it was really good to just, you know, feel comfortable enough to just snooze a bit and then get back on, you know, out there and mingle. And it's a good experience because it gives you a contrast of, you know, what the light is compared to what, you know, the other types of consciousness is, which is a little bit... It's like as though it doesn't go anywhere. You can see the confusion, the stuckness, the, like you can see you can see the parlor games. You can see, yeah. It was just, you know, did you see that too, Michelle? You know, you could just see the fluff, a lot of the fluff. But
a lot of the fluff. with other things going on there, it was more like a trick, whereas it was so fascinating because that booth is in a corner spot, so most people kind of have to walk through there, and we always have one of the light beings going up with an active clearing as they're walking by, and many people slow down and stop, and they just look at it, and they just, you know, consciously, you can tell they don't know what to make of it. But that's when I go, you know, hey, would you like to do the free 5-minute healing? And they're usually like, I have no idea. And then I explain it a little bit. And then most of them are like, well, yeah, that sounds cool. And then they do it. And I try to just, you know, hand them a card and keep it really down to one sentence when they're done. Because I remember the first time I did it, I felt wonderful, and I had no idea what was going on. I was just like, I think I need to walk away and maybe drink something. I didn't know. There was no actual thinking involved, but I did feel wonderful, and I can see that that's what a lot of people go through. So it's really nice. And then if you can just get the information in their hand, then, you know, when they're at home, maybe they remember that, wow, you know, I went there today for a reason, and I did feel something very peaceful, and that was so wonderful. And isn't that what I was there for, like to find peace from my life that's usually maybe chaotic or whatever? But then they have the information. They can go to the website and, of course, do the healings, which are all there and available. So. It's really great.
Yeah, that's important. That's happened to me because it was something that I just stumbled upon as I was walking through the expo, and I took a session and I went in there, and when I came out, I was given, you know, information and cards and whatnot, and I walked away and I thought, hey, I want to do that again. That felt really good. And I remembered it the whole day. I remembered it the whole day. And I was, you know, with some other friends, so I really didn't have time to go back. But I remembered it even after I left. And when I had the information in hand, I was able to go and take a look, a deeper look, you know. So, yeah, I mean, you don't never know. But it, you don't have to say much sometimes.
No. Well, no, it's self-explanatory once, you know, somebody does the whole life, or not, you know, just a five-minute healing. So, but also, you're correct, I believe, in saying that the chamber felt stronger as well. And so, Ron, we should ask you, we feel that maybe it's because of what has occurred. We're more here now, so we can feel it. We're not getting abducted all the time. But your energy is stronger, and so the chamber felt stronger, and the five-minute healing felt stronger as well.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, when I went into, with the LAX, I went to the chamber. I normally don't go in the chamber, typically, at the expo. I might go in, you know, one time or something. So when we first set the chamber up in Los Angeles, I went in there, and it felt dead to me. Because my energy was much stronger than the chamber was. And I go, wow, this is not right. So I boosted the energy up probably 10, 20 times. And so the chamber here was automatically boosted. So once you go in there, it's like, wow. So, yeah, it is a lot. In fact, even the clearings that everybody's doing now online will be much, much stronger. So you may want to lower down, like on the whole lifetime clearings, maybe pick a lower number, then goes from, like, you know, 1 to 20. And, you know, if you're sensitive, you might feel it much stronger than you have in the past. But that's kind of your choice there. But, yeah, the energy is a lot stronger. And that's because I'm running more source energy down here to help heal people. That's what it amounts to. And the healing is between you and source energy. And I'm directing it to you. So that's what we're doing. And it'll probably get stronger now since the RIP energy of JC is no longer in existence here. It'll be even stronger still. And you're going to have a lot more healings that you don't know about happening to you because you're not connected to that mass consciousness of darkness through that energy and timelines. So back to you.
Okay. Well, you know what, Ron? We have just a couple questions. So one of them is about the JC thing going on. It says basically, well, now that that energy is gone and kind of dead in the water or just dead in general, what will happen if there are any prayers directed towards him? Is it just going to be a nothingness or?
Yeah, they'll go nowhere.
Okay.
Absolutely go nowhere because there's no more timeline for to connect to. So it's an energy that's no longer in existence here.
Okay. And
there's no foundation for it. Okay. Normally, when you connect to something, you go back to a time frame, and there's always some type of foundation that you can hook into or connect to, and that no longer exists on this planet. And anywhere else.
Okay. Well, interesting. I mean, hopefully people kind of go, hey, you know, maybe I need to start relying on myself and, you know, just going back to themselves. Okay. So then the other question, and I've kind of had this question too, but this did come in from a listener. So now that we're not being abducted every 10 minutes, and generally the secret soldiers have taken care of a very large presence of aliens on the planet, will aliens that were in control of people that were in leadership positions, will they be let go of? Is that finished as well?
I don't know. You know, I only live in the present moment, and so what you're asking me is a question that would be time-related, and I can't answer that question because you're talking about the future, and I don't live in the future.
Okay. So I guess it's just dealt with, you know, if you see them, then they've been here too long, and you deal with it then.
Yep. If I see them, they've been here too long, and they're gone. Yep, that's it.
I like it. That works for me.
Have to get the bug zapper out.
So, Susan, it's so nice to speak with you on air. And I was wondering if you have any questions for Rhonda that you've ever wanted to ask.
Well, I have one question. It has to do with the work he did while he was doing his healings with folks at the expo. I noticed that he did do yawning at the time sometimes. And I was wondering if it was because of the blockages that he was experiencing with the person, or what was that exactly? Why was that happening for him?
Yeah, it could be that. It's a spontaneous reaction that I have. So it could be their energy was extra negative, possibly. Maybe I couldn't release it quick enough out of my body, so I had a yawn. It's kind of, I'm actually expelling air out of my lungs. That's what it is. It's not like a tired yawn. But I never really have looked at that closely. And some people did have a lot of stuff. So, which everybody has lots of stuff. So anyway, it's kind of hard to say what it, why that was happening. It's just a spontaneous reaction that I have. So back to you.
Right. Okay, well, thank you for that. And thank you for all you do. This has been a momentous day or month, actually. And I will, you know, we just, we'll just, I guess, toast to you and all of you do. And it was great to speak with you, Michelle, and everyone. You know, it was great to have the opportunity to, I guess, to reflect and to, I guess, in a way, I was celebrating the opportunity to be at the expo and all that it had to offer. So anyway, back to you, Michelle. I will sign off, and perhaps we'll talk another day. Okay?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Susan.
All right.
Oh,
bye.
I have a question, bye-bye. Susan, for you.
Okay.
Susan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What was the maybe the most unique or unusual question that people may have asked you since you're at the booth there and you're making communication between people? What anything that maybe was a common theme or something that kind of made you think about somebody asking you a question or something? Was there anything that was a highlight or for you or for them?
Well, I think that what is interesting is that, you know, when people get their Merkaba activated by you, they like having it, but they really seem to be a little confused by, you know, what it can do or, you know, who is it for? Because I did get one question about, can I use my Merkaba for my pet, for my cat? I believe that was the question. So I said, well, I believe this Merkaba is only for you. And, of course, I referred them to talk to you further, but I just thought I mentioned that to you just so that you'll know. And I think you knew, you mentioned that it's just for you. The energy is you in the Merkaba. So it's, you know, it's, you do explain that, but that's one of the questions that I got. And that's what I do remember. So I hope that answers that. What else?
Hey, great. When I was showing the Merkaba at the different lectures and things, events there, and people would ask me about it. Yeah, the Merkaba would have your own spirit / body energy in it, we'll say, because all the cells of your body would have that in there. So it would be tuned, we'll say, or resonating with you. So it would always have your perfection. So you could put it maybe, you know, by your bed, we'll say, at night, or someplace that you'd walk by, and it would rejuvenate you if you walked in front of it. And you could also take it and use it, you know, for your food if you wish to put a plate on top of the Merkaba. And a lot of people like that. They also liked when I would charge the water. So it was quite interesting when I would do water charging to have people taste the water at first normally, but not always. And then once I activated it to give them what they needed right there in the present moment, they would normally have like 3 or 4 swallows of it instantly. And they're all smiling and it tastes better. So that was kind of neat. During the one with the workshop, my first workshop on Saturday with Nathan, it was quite interesting because some ladies wanted to, well, I had a lot of people there and they wanted to have more healings. So I probably did about 10 minutes of healings for people with different problems. It was quite interesting to see that. Everybody would say, oh, I got this wrong, that wrong, and yeah, I must have did 20 healings, you know, so that was fun. So I guess back to you, ladies.
Yeah, I do remember that. You did give quite a few healings. That was something. We did have one listener who mentioned that, getting back to the Merkaba thing, that she puts her picture in front of the Merkaba, and that's something I just remembered, which I think I'm going to do. I think that would be kind of neat to do, don't you think?
Yeah. No, it sounds like a good idea. And there's also people who, you know, set their food upon it, cover it with glass so it doesn't get scratched, and then set their food on it and whatnot. We always really like different suggestions. So if anybody wants to write in, you know, we'd love to read those. We'll probably read those on Friday night show. So, Ron, another listener wrote in, and they have attended the different conferences in years past. And they said that the question that they got asked the most at the booth was, is Ron for real? Is he a real human or a light being, like kind of type of thing? And I found it funny because I've been asked that too. And it's almost as if they wonder, like, do you live somewhere or do you just appear for the shows? It sounds funny, but there are beings that, there are organizations that show up at the expos who claim to have a person that does just appear at will. I'm not going to comment about that because that's a whole other thing. But what I find interesting is that when people used to, you know, talk about JC, who we just discussed earlier, they would say, well, is he man or is he God? Because he looks just like a guy in a body, and he's right here, and yet he's capable of doing these things that nobody else I know is capable of doing. So that's where the, you know, people have kind of a disconnect. But, you know, people that have been listening to Ron and working with for a long time, maybe they understand it, but Ron, is there maybe something that you could kind of say to put it together for any new listeners that may have come from the show tonight?
Boy, I don't know what how to address that, you know?
I'm
human like everybody else, you know, just that I live in the present moment, mm-hmm. and I'm not connected to time. And that's the whole thing, is not being with time, so I can, you know, go to the light ship and bilocate instantly.
Yeah, it is strange because you are just living your existence as you are, as a light being, and yet we are living our existence, so we see it under our understanding, which does include, unfortunately, linear time. And it is fascinating. I feel like it's a knowingness, it's a wisdom of going, yeah, I get it. But maybe you just need to be around you a little bit to kind of understand how you can be in a body, but capable of this, things that you do.
Yeah, and you know, I have to be, you know, physical to interact with people. So that's the whole thing. If you're, you know, if you just can't have a voice coming out of a box or something, you know, or coming out of the air to talk to people, you have to become physical to do that. So that's the way it is, you know?
Right. And it is interesting because when I try to explain to people, they say, well, how come I have to, you know, buy a healing and how does that work with the light beings? And I try to explain that you're a conduit for the creation light ship as being in a physical body, but other light beings won't come down here because it's too heavy for them and they won't get stuck. And however, you have come here in a physical body. So I understand where there's a little, you know, a little bit to maybe learn about it. But it is interesting. So it's a good question. You know, it really is a good question. But yes, Ron is in a physical body, so he's learning how it is to be here on this planet. And, you know, the good and bad sometimes about that. But it's ultimately good, because something that you kind of brought up earlier, Susan, you said basically all of this, boy, if the aliens hadn't pushed us so hard, maybe they would have stayed invisible. But because they pushed us so hard that made things so difficult, we were like, hey, this is not right or normal or okay. And so now we're going to figure out what's going on here. And we did. We figured it out. So now, you know, they're gone. We kicked them off. You know, but that's how it works. So in the end, the darkness does itself in, you know, by making themselves known. And good. So, oh well. So, we have just a few minutes left. If anyone has anything that they want to comment about the speaking or whatever. This is funny. I'm going to see if there's any emails or anything that we could read here. There's just a few in. So, oh, yeah, we got a lot of good ones. Okay, well, just to be clear so people can plan for this weekend, we do have a special call coming up this weekend. Okay, so Ron said recently on the show, if we were on the Saturday call Halcyon did before, that we could go on again. This person had paid for it previously, and they did not keep the number code, and we're wondering if they can do the call this weekend. So there's a special call this weekend again with Halcyon. Okay. Ron, did you want to address that now, or did you want to talk about that on Friday? Ron, are you there? Well, we'll see. So Ron may or may not be there. He'll be called back if he's not. But what I'm speaking about is that there is supposed to be another financial workshop call this weekend. It is going to be on Saturday. And let's see here. So that's going to be the 24th. And I believe it starts fairly early in the morning. I'm not sure if it's at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time, which would be 9:30, but I could be incorrect about that, so I'm just going to look and see. Susan, do you know when it is?
Well, if it's like the last time, it would be early, I believe about 10 o'clock, but we may have
to get I'm back again. I don't know what happened. I was talking, and anyway, so the workshop will be this coming Saturday on the 24th. Eastern time, it will be starting at 10:30. And if you wish to listen in to the workshop, and it'll go to, I believe, about 3:30 or 4. And so what you can do is write to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I will have the phone PIN number, and you can get it that way. I can also do it on emails, except right now, you know, I'll be doing it at some point. Sending out if I get anything sent to me, but it'd be easiest to go to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send it over that way. That way it'll be all in one location. So I'll be getting that PIN number probably tomorrow, and we'll be sending that out typically maybe on Friday to everybody. So
okay, great.
Anyway, and it's a $20 donation. Send in your receipt. And we can then forward the number over to you. And it, you know, to just take notes on it, it'll be very nice. and it'll be myself and Halcyon. Halcyon will come on first and talk about the workshop. And then the second part of that, after we do a lunch break, we'll say, then I'll be doing healing work and answering questions for people. So I'll just turn it back over to you. And back to you, Michelle.
Okay. So, Ron, the question, and if I believe that you were cut off then, was if they had paid for it previously, are they getting the same codes again, or are they paying for it again to get new information?
I would just start over again and send the receipts in. I'm pretty sure it might be the same code, but I got to double check on that. So
okay.
You just give you donations, and we'll send you out the code for this time.
Okay, great. So if you've done it before, yes, it's another $20 donation, and then you send the receipt to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com saying receipt for financial workshop, and he will send you the codes, or we will send them from clsquestions@yahoo.com. I believe, yeah, that is the latter choice is the correct one. And
this will be our second workshop, and there's still information. If you didn't go to the first one, by all means, the information is still valid if you come in, as a newbie. So, like everything is changing here, and things are getting better. So information is available to you on this financial type workshop. So hopefully you'll all be there listening.
Okay.
So back to you.
Yeah, I just wanted to maybe say a little bit about it, is that what this is and why it's happening with Ron's presence is because the person who's doing it knows a lot about what is not being told to us on, major media. But it is a financial system that has been working behind the scenes for a long time. It already affects a good amount of people. I would say that's all kind of covered in the workshop, but they're trying to get more people to be aware of the situation and how they can move into that as well. So it's basically a way to be free financially and in many other ways. And it's very good, very valid, and I've been hearing about this type of thing for around 20 years or more, but right now, because of the way things are and because of some of the work that Ron has done, it's becoming more available to all of us. And so this new information that's coming in is saying basically, these are the papers that you would need to work with, and this is what you would need to do if you wanted to go that route. Okay? So it's very interesting, and it's very good to do. So I'm sorry I did not get to a lot of the questions that we have that have been sent in, but I'm sure that they will be read on the Friday show, everybody. So hang on. We have another Friday show that will be 9 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on Friday night, and then also the same time on Saturday night. And as you know, we take a trip to the Lightship on Saturday night. So if there's any new listeners, it's always a really great show to listen to. And we know that we've covered a lot of things, mostly for people who have been hearing the show for quite a while, but stick with us. It's always interesting, and it's always moving forward rather quickly, which is great, and a very interesting show. And thank you, Susan, so much for coming on. And, Ron, thank you for all the work that you do. We really all appreciate it.
Okay, so I guess we'll do the mind to heart drop, and you can stay at the very end of it and make me real, and here we go. So you want to say this out loud. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them down to my heart, and make me real. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So thank you, Susan. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And naturally, thank all you listeners for listening and participating and sending us questions and things. So blessings, everybody. We'll see you later. Good evening.